Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
Percy's Predicament by Reverend W. Audrey. Read by Toby Yelland. Toby brought Henrietta to the top station. Percy was grumpily shunting. "Hello, Percy," he said. "I see Daisy's left the milk again." "I'd have to make a special journey with it, I suppose," grumbled Percy. "Anyone would think I'd had nothing to do." Toby pondered the problem. "Tell you what," he said at last. "I'll take the milk. You fetch my trucks." Their drivers and the station master agreed. They thought it would be a nice change. And both engines set off. Percy trundled away to the quarry. He had never been before. "It's steep," he thought. "But I can manage. Trucks don't dare to play problems with me." He marshaled them in a lordly way. "Hurry along there," he said, and bumped them if they dallied. The trucks were annoyed. "This is Toby's place," they grumbled. "Percy's got no right to poke his funnel in here and push us about." They whispered and passed the word. "Pay Percy out! Pay Percy out!" At last they were all arranged. "Come along," puffed Percy sharply. "No nonsense." "We'll give him nonsense," giggled the trucks. But they followed so quietly that Percy thought they were completely under control. They rumbled along the line until they saw ahead the notice saying, "All trains stop to pin down brakes." "Peep, peep, peep," whistled Percy. "Brakes guard, please." But before he could check them, the trucks surged forward. "Go on, go on," they cried. Percy, taken by surprise, could not stop them. And in a moment, they were careering down the hill. "Help, help," whistled Percy. The man on duty at the street crossing rushed to warn the traffic with his red flag. But it was too late to switch Percy to the runaway siding. A slow-moving cockerel lost his tail feathers. But Percy couldn't bother with him. He had other things to worry about. Frantically trying to grip the rails, he slid past the engine shed into the yard. "Look out," he whistled. His driver and fireman jumped clear. Percy shut his eyes and waited for it to end. At the end of the yard, there are sheds where workmen shaved rough stone brought from the quarry. Then they load them into trucks, which are pulled to other sidings out of the way. A train of these stood here when Percy was slithering down. The guard had left his van. He was talking to the station master. Then they heard a frantic whistle and a splintering crash. They rushed from the office. The brake van was in smithereens. Percy was perched on a couple of trucks, while the other trucks were piled up behind him. The Fat Controller arrived next day. Toby and Daisy had helped remove most of the wreckage. But Percy was still on his perch.
"We must now try," said the Fat Controller crossly, "to run this branch line with Toby and a Daisy. You have put us in an awkward predicament."
I'm sorry, sir."
"You can stay there," the Fat Controller went on, "till we are ready. Perhaps this will teach you to be careful with trucks."
Percy sighed. The trucks wobbled beneath his wheels. He quite understood about awkward predicaments. The Fat Controller spoke severely to Daisy.
"My engines do not tell lies," he said. "They work hard and with no sulking. I send lazy engines away."
Daisy was ashamed.
"However," he went on, "Toby says you worked hard yesterday after Percy's accident, so you shall have another chance."
Thank you, sir, said Daisy. I will work hard, sir. Toby says he'll help me.
Excellent. What Toby doesn't know about branch line problems, said the Fat Controller, such as, bulls, isn't worth knowing. Our Toby is an experienced engine.
Thomas came back next day, as Percy was sent to be mended. Annie and Clarabel were delighted to see Thomas again, and he took them for a run at once, because they hadn't been out for a while as he was away. Thomas, Toby, and Daisy are now all friends. Daisy often takes the milk for Thomas, and when Toby is busy, she takes Henrietta. Toby had taught Daisy a great deal. She shooed a cow off the line all by herself the other day. That shows you, doesn't it?